Hello, I'm Janelle Anderson, host of the Human Proof of Concept podcast. Before a recent NYC MedTech event, I had the privilege of sitting down with each of the speakers to ask them a few questions. Here's one of those interviews. All right.
All right.
What's your name? What do you do? And where do you work?
Yeah, my name is Avonlea Craigley. I'm the vice president of Simple C. We are a behavioral health company, and we work with seniors and provide them technology that enables them to stay in their home longer and live a better quality of life.
I can't imagine anybody who wouldn't want that. looking back to high school, if you take that as a starting point, what did you want to do when you were that age?
Gosh. I think in high school, it was a interesting time in my life. I knew that what I wanted to do was something on a large mass that would help change a lot of people's lives and reach a lot of people. I knew that I was never going to be a doctor or a lawyer or a trade like that. I knew that whatever I did, it would be something that touched a lot of people. But in high school, gosh, I mean, my favorite subject was probably lunch because I was more social.
It's still true for some of us.
Yes, I liked classes like government because I could get up in the front of the class and say, this is where we're going and everyone follow me. But when it came down to doing the work, my teachers were always like, Emily's a really great student, but she tends to have a lot of other people go do the work for her, but she's leading the group. So I knew that whatever I was going to do, I was going to probably find the right people to do the day-to-day operations, but have an idea that could change people's lives.
Oh, that's great. And how did you get from there to where you are now?
I would say probably the thing that really changed my life is when I was going to school in Montana, where I'm from, I took a trip to Haiti, and I was going to school to be a nurse. And when I was in Haiti, I realized that this is hard work. This is something that I don't know if I want to do the rest of my life. But what I saw there, that in order to really help people, I needed to reach them on the mass. And I knew that being a nurse, nothing against nurses because we employ a lot of nurses at my company, but I knew that there had to be technology that could help people, masses amounts of people, people in remote areas that didn't have access to care. Because we would go up in the mountains on these trips and there were people in the mountains that had maybe seen a doctor once in 5 years. So I would say at that point, I came back to the United States, and I just got so lucky. It was Labor Day. I met a gentleman who actually is – his name is William Childs. He co-wrote and helped co-write EPIC, the electronic medical record, with Judy Faulkner. He's kind of coined as the godfather of healthcare IT in the HIMSS world and healthcare world. And he gave me a job. He looked at me. He goes – you need to be in sales. I was like, what? He goes, you need to be in sales. And so this man owned a company in Scottsdale, Arizona. I moved there and I followed him around the United States for 3 years straight. I went 90,000 miles in the air and he mentored me and I learned how healthcare systems were run. And I learned how, I guess, the lack of electronic medical records knowledge and healthcare IT systems. I learned the industry so well that when the time came for the opportunity I'm at now with Simple C to help start a company that was going to be a behavioral company to help seniors age in place using technology instead of a drug-based treatment, I jumped at the opportunity. So it's not a story that happens to a lot of people. I just was in the right place at the right time, and I got really, really lucky.
And how did you say you met him?
Actually, it was in Montana over Labor Day at a barbecue.
Wow.
He was sitting across from me, I'll never forget this, eating a 32-ounce steak rare, drinking a glass of bourbon. And he looked very intimidating, and he just looked up from me. He goes, what are you doing with your life? I said, I don't know. I'm going to nursing school. I'll probably live in Montana. He goes, no, you should be in sales. And that's just kind of how my life turned.
And that led to 90,000 air miles and
a lot more now, but yeah. Yeah. I have good status on airlines, so no, that's great.
No kidding. Well, that answers who was the most important person or mentor that you that you ran into along the way.
And I would say my CEO now, Dan Pompilio, is one of my greatest mentors. He's also, too, given me an opportunity that I don't deserve. So he's a great mentor. Dan Pompilio is our CEO and founder of Simple C. And this is his second company. His first company was Healthion Actimed that later purchased WebMD, and they did an IPO in 1999 with Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. So Dan has 30 years of healthcare experience. He's such a good mentor. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, incredible. So thinking back to when you were in high school, to go back to that starting point, what do you wish somebody had told you, or what would you tell a high school student today?
I wish somebody would have said, pay a little bit more attention in school. I wish that if I could do it all over again, I would have taken more classes that I think challenged me a little bit more. I think it's, you know, in today's age, it's so important to have a degree. It's so important to have that piece of paper because it's very, very hard to get a job now without it. That's probably what I would have done a little differently, not been so consumed with the social part of high school.
Parents all over cheering your statement right now.
Yeah. No, really. I mean, work hard. And another thing I encourage high school students and people going to college is I think it's really important to – I always respect people who through school had a job. Mm-hmm. And they worked outside of high school and college. It's tough.
Yeah.
And it's expensive to pay for school. But I can tell you that when push comes to shove and you graduate, I always ask, did you work through school? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, that's a great point. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Good. Well, okay. Thank you.
Cool.